This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back into The Drive. As Tyler is, I mean, he's probably getting after it right now. Actually, it starts at 6 o'clock, so he's gotta get over there. But Tyler's going to look out for you, the fans. Going to look out for you, the fans, today, baby. I hope he did go buy a yellow legal pad to really sit up there and take notes.
He's not a yellow legal pad guy,
I don't think he is, but he was acting like he was going to go with it yesterday. But
I hope he's not thumbing Instagram like that last meeting we was in with him.
Well, yeah, I hope not either. I think that was for a reason. But I don't know what they come up with this year, right? In the past, they've had the jerseys. They've had a lot of input on that stuff. We'll see what the big thing is right now.
What they can do is lower the price, the food prices, kind of like what the Atlanta Hawks, not Hawks, but the Falcons.
Yeah, we talked about that a little bit yesterday with Arthur Blank. Yeah, another person who looks like he sleeps in a coffin.
He's damn near there, ain't he?
Yeah, I'm just saying, Manny.
Hey, Chris, that's what they the text line came up with. A combination of saving folks money on cold beer, as well as getting them in the stadium early. So you slash prices 1 hour leading up to kickoff. You
know, like a happy hour?
Hour leading up to, that's right, 11:15 to 12:15, whatever time kickoff is, 12:05, whatever the hell time it is. That hour right there, half price beers.
I'm for it.
I
think it would work.
Now, I may be off on this. I think potential conversations could be about, what would you guys like in a new stadium?
Think it's going to be all – which that's a good call. Maybe geared towards
What would you like in a
– new president?
New president? Like, yeah. What would you like in a new stadium? Or what would you like in a renovated NRG?
That's a good guess right there.
Because I'm trying to think of the big thing that could be
– Santiago said he got ideas.
I bet. Yeah, I do too. First one starts with it. That thing next to it.
They need to make a little section, kind of like how in Dallas they have the Texas Live. That's what they need to do.
Make that the Dome Live, man.
They do a lot. There's a few things, but I wonder if that could be some of the conversation. We'll see. Because Tyler will let us know. We expect a thorough report tomorrow.
Why do you think so many people are adamant about tearing the Dome down? You think it's the actual structure, or do you think it's the way in which it's existed,
I think it's just such an eyesore.
It's just there.
That the thought is, do you do something with it, or do we just get rid of it?
I would have lost a boatload of money betting. Like, I would have thought we're talking like 90-10. I thought it would have been, don't tear it down, gut it, tear the walls out, leave
the
domes.
They
couldn't do it in Dallas because they moved Texas Stadium to Arlington, so you didn't have that option. It totally blew the thing down and the history that was there. And I'm not saying that you have to save this history, but when you have it and it's a covered structure, there's so much you could do. If you could save it, in Houston, now I know the young generation don't give a rip, but I'm talking your mid-30s to your 70-year-olds, I think, would be 90% like, no, do what you can to salvage it. Do something really cool with it and make it all work.
No, it's just what it hasn't been operational or used since Katrina, right? Like, I believe that, like, when people came for Katrina, I think it hasn't been used. since. So it's been that long, and like I think people are, I think, and it's crazy to think something so historic in sports history, so historic, like nobody would be like, yeah, let's tear down. I'm not saying it's quite in this range, but I think to people in Houston it might be. Let's just tear down. Let's just rip down Wrigley, man, and just do something else. Like, I just the history that everything that is carried
with
it, you wouldn't think that, but people are so over it and looking at it. And
yeah, it's turned into,
It's just like, let's just get rid of it. And the thought is, I don't even want to pay what it would cost to renovate it and make something else out of it. Let's just get rid of the damn thing and make a bigger parking lot.
Oh, I think it would be, especially if it were raining or something. I mean, it's weatherproof. I think it'd be badass to, like, you talking about, like, that live area out there with TVs everywhere, big, huge walkthrough with bars and restaurants all in the same. It'd be sick.
But people are just over the damn thing.
Yeah, well, again, I'd have lost some money, boys.
But I do. I get a sneaky feel. Tyler, he's already told us he's not sitting front row.
Yeah, he's not front row. He's in the ruckus, he said. And he's not, we're not talking about, I thought he was talking about the Rockets game. He's talking about the damn fan council meeting.
They do look like they're in comfortable seating, though. Really enjoy it. This would be big work. But I do think, got a sneaky suspicion it'll be that. If they can tear down the house that Ruth built, they can tear down the Astrodome.
Well, no, they can tear down anything. But my point is like, there's no, like, if you're, especially if you're just going to renovate NRG, right?
Yeah, it's not like they had to tear down.
I know you're from the same place.
I was going to say they had to tear down. And
I'm not from New York.
You're not from New York, but you have some ties to New York. Yeah, I think they had to tear it down and build, right?
I believe
right,
so.
Right in the same area. I think the parking lot is actually where it was built. To your point, they don't have to do that with the Astrodome.
Right? I just think it'd be a really, really cool tie, man. And maybe I'm an old head. Maybe that's the old head in me coming out, but and I tell you what, them young heads would learn to love it the first time that it was raining like hell and you had to walk out of that stadium to a bar and you could do it undercover for 200 yards.
Yeah, somebody just simply text in pole dancing in an age-restricted area in there would be nice as well. Okay.
Well, I mean, it's big enough if you so choose. It's big enough. It's covered. Did y'all know the guy that owned the Astros originally? Did y'all know he had a house in there? In the Astrodome?
No, I didn't.
Google that. Look that up.
No, I think
not right now, Chris. But look, let me look.
It is real.
My man had a house in the outfield. Now they ended up tearing it out and putting seats there. But my man had his house out there.
Lamar Hunt has a house inside of Arrowhead. They got a.
Well, that could get dangerous if you're single.
I believe the Blue Jays have like a hotel.
Yeah, they got a hotel. Yeah, they got. Yeah, the Hunt family has a spot into like a space. Inside of Arrowhead.
This was overlooking the damn, in the right center field in the Astrodome. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Coming up behind us, Texans All Access, John
Rock
Harris.
Rock and roll.
There it is, John Harris and Mark Vandermeer. They will hold it down as they always do. And then Area 45 behind that as well with Sean Bajani, Patrick Creighton, and Chris Santiago will be back with the crew tonight. So stay tuned. For that, I'm sure they will let you know about the Rockets tonight as they get back on it against the Hawks and keep you updated on everything there. So hang out with the fellas 7 to 11 tonight after Texans All Access. All right, let's see if we can make a little money. Maybe me reading it will help it from last night's performance. All right, T-Mill, listen up. And he always go ahead and follow him at T-Mill Real Deal. He'll post this up here so you can make a little cash. A degenerate like Ocho, who's betting on NIT games, which is a damn shame. That's where you are, so you might want to follow in. All right. He's got first the Hornets, +6 versus the Magic. The Magic coming off just beating the hell out of the Lakers last night, so we'll see there, +6. That's an interesting one. He's got Warriors and Heat, over 216, and the hook right there. So you might want to go with that. Anthony Simons, here he goes with these player props. Anthony Simons under 21.5 for the Blazers. And then against the advice given from Brandon Scott, who was on with In the Loop earlier today, Brandon Scott said, I wouldn't mess with a lot of the player props for especially points for the Rockets. So Tyler Rose with three in a row there. Jalen Green over 22.5 tonight against the Hawks. Shingun over 4.5 assists. He really loves to play the assists.
Hey, Houston fans, I am so happy.
And I don't know why he keeps doing it, because he is either getting 4 or 5. Like, he is right around it. He has got hit a couple of times. And then Amen Thompson over 15.5. I like that.
I'm surprised you didn't take any Jimmy Butler.
Any Jimbo?
Props.
Any Jimbo? Yeah.
I like the Jalen Green. I like the Amen Thompson. Alperen Şengün, you never know, and I don't think it's him. I hope it's not him. You just don't ever know what the approach is going to be offensively for him.
Yeah.
Are they going to feed him down low and let him work, or is he going to stand out around the three-point line and hopefully get a couple of long rebounds? Or, you know, I just don't know what you're going to get out of Şengün, and it's more so what they ask him to do. I feel like you're going to get hustle points out of Amen Thompson so you can get to 15.5, and I feel like with Jalen Green, that's the one dude on the team you can guarantee is going to get his shots.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's going to get his shots up, and you're going to be able to tell in the first 5 minutes whether you're going to get there or not.
By the way, as we head out, a little breaking news. Russell Wilson is heading to the New York Giants.
Russ.
Oh,
Russ.
And Jameis Winston.
I mean, what are they doing?
So that means Travis Hunter with the number 3 pick?
I mean, what are they doing?
Russ
and Jameis Winston.
In the battle of control of that locker room of one
unbelievably authentic leader that's so authentic it's crazy. The other one that's just
corny.
Corny is all get out.
But authentic.
Yeah,
but
I guess corny. I guess that's corny authentic.
Yeah, he's been too long to be an act now. Russ. He's just corny as hell.